This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, and a warranty you've never seen in your life. But I've never had to use it. I've got holsters that are going on 5 years old. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Do we have Jim? The guest? Do we have the guest? Okay. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Jim Irvine of the head of the Buckeye Firearms Association, the guy behind Faster and a few other things we're going to talk about. And he's very, very, you know, very, very tight with Second Call Defense because it is Wednesday, and we do that kind of thing on Wednesday about Second Call Defense and stuff. That's coming up as soon as we got him. And I don't want to get on my Lindsey Graham story just yet, just because, hey, and while I'm thinking about it, if you are looking for national carry, if you're looking for this recognition I'm talking about, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will send that forward, and we're going to push it. We're going to push for the right. We're going to push for the right bill. We're going to push for your civil right. We're going to push for you not to have to worry about the borders you're going across when you're carrying a gun. That's what we're looking for. That's what we want. And bill@lockandloadradio.com. Eric, I know that you emailed me, and yes, I think you're going to get a response after the holidays. All right, joining us now from somewhere up there where the Buckeye Firearms Association is and the Faster program and everything else, and on the ground right now, because normally he's flying the friendly skies, is Jim Irvine. Good evening, sir. Hello? We got Jim? We don't need that. I don't hear Jim. Do you hear Jim? Had him and lost him. Okay. Well, let's go get him again. This is the absolute drama that is live radio. You got phone calls coming in. I think I hear him now. We got Jim now?
Yeah, here I am. Sorry about that. My headset glitched on me there.
Well, you know, I know how these airline pilots are. actually, I don't, but that doesn't matter. Joining us now, Jim Irvine, the Buckeye Firearms Association, Faster, Second Call Defense. Anything else, anything I'm missing, any other parts of your resume I don't know about?
I guess that's it. Airline pilot and BSer extraordinaire.
Gotcha. So, tell me what's the latest thing with Buckeye?
Well, we are celebrating passing some significant improvements in our state laws last week. Their bills are on the way to the governor. which will do several things. Probably the most important one is we have protection now for employees. We have a state law that says a business entity, property owner, public or private employer may not establish, maintain, or enforce a policy or rule that prohibits or has the effect of prohibiting a person who has been issued a valid concealed handgun license for transporting or storing a firearm or ammunition with both of the following conditions are met. Basically, it allows the employees to keep a firearm in their car at work, and the employee cannot no longer fire them for it. So we've got protection. Probably the biggest reason people didn't carry a handgun before is retribution at work. So now that's handled, and they can do it to work, from work, and all of the stuff they do in between.
Now, how much of an opposition did you face with that in Ohio? I mean, Ohio sort of reminds me of South Carolina because you got Kasich. I'm sure that's all kinds of fun for you guys.
Yeah. It's the chamber, obviously, was very upset. Chamber of Commerce. It's interesting because this is an issue we've been working on for 6 years, and several years ago, a senator facilitated a meeting between us and them, and, you know, they always try and find common ground. What are their issues? What are their concerns? And they couldn't articulate how long they admitted the policy predated concealed carry. They said, well, can we update it? Well, I don't know. We have to get permission. Like, well, can you survey your members? And they thought about it, maybe, but then they haven't. They didn't do that. And ironically, the most chambers, most of the local businesses don't have any problem with this. It's just a few big companies. And what we really saw, unfortunately, is for the small business owners, the chamber is not representing the mom-and-pop businesses very often. They seem to be representing maybe General Electric or Procter & Gamble, or their vehemently anti-gun, anti-self-defense notions, but they're not representing the businesses who they're supposed to. And that's always frustrating for me. I mean, we see it sometimes, too, with the chiefs of police, where they are working against our laws. Police don't want this. Well, that's nonsense. It's a good 80% plus of law enforcement supports citizens' right to carry in right. any poll you do. So it's just always disingenuous to see that. And I wish that legislators were confident enough and knowledgeable enough to look at it and just go, you know what? I don't even think you're being honest representing your own people. I'm not going to pay it any attention. But that was really the biggest resistance we got on that issue. But at the end of the day, it didn't get done the way we wanted it. We wanted it as a protected class, but employers were really concerned about that. So this was the compromise that was reached. And I think, like happened in every other state or wherever you get into legislation, we don't always get everything we want. It's always slower than the pace we want getting our rights back. But we do keep making progress. We are making steady progress, restoring our rights and making rights better across the vast majority of the United States. I think that's a great trend, and we need to keep our foot on the gas and make sure we keep getting these done and get things right. Because if we get back to right and everybody understands this, then we don't have to fight this battle all the time.
When we get back, we're coming up on the first break, and I want you to put out how they can find you at Buckeye Firearms and everything else. But when we get back, I want to talk about, just for the sake of everybody knowing what we're talking about, I want to call it national reciprocity. And get your take on it, because I'm very, very interested in seeing that happen. Tell everybody how they can find you and what you do.
Buckeye Firearms is just that, buckeyefirearms.org, and we're going to get into FASTER later, I think, so FASTERSaveslives.org for those two websites.
FASTER Save Lives, of course, is the groundbreaking program that they have where they teach, train, and give a skill set to a bunch of teachers to where they could repel a active shooter if that's what comes up. My guest this hour from Buckeye Firearms is Jim Irvine. This is Lock and Load. We will be right back.
for an edge.
Eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weather. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage allowed to eat. Yum!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
G-Code is so much more than just a holster. I mean, you can find knives there, belts, tactical nylon, all kinds of ways to carry your ammunition, all kinds of ways to carry your weapons, all kinds of different ways to hook up each individual piece. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by Jim Irvine of Buckeye Firearms and the FASTER program, which we're going to get to in just a minute. Jim, in your... If you could impose your will upon the United States, what form would you want to see when it comes to us being able to carry guns in the country? The same way we can drive in the country, and the same way we can be married in the country, and that kind of thing. How would you see that manifest itself?
Very similar to the ones you just mentioned. I do have to mention quickly, I love my G-Code holster. They make a great product, and it's a great group of guys. So you got a great sponsor there.
Yes, sir.
But on the national concealed carry, I mean, we need to do something. The idea that my drivers, there's no way that the state of New York can say, you know, we don't honor your driver's license. We're going to arrest you because the car that's legal everywhere else, we don't like, so you're going to jail. Or you're going to felony charge. That would never stand. That's a privilege of your motor vehicle, not the right of self-defense. California is never going to say, oh, we don't accept your marriage license. Sorry. I mean, it's just insane. So we do need something to force the states to accept other states' licenses, just like they do on many of the other licenses that we have. So the key is how and what do? I think the pitfall we want to avoid is the federal government setting the standard and setting the rules. Because the feds have been, a lot of times, problems with gun issues. We don't want to interject that, but we do want them to force states to allow other driver's license, other concealed handgun licenses or carry license or weapon license, depending on what state we're in. These should be uniform throughout. And I think it gets easier to do now than it was last time it was attempted. I really believe this is going to happen in the first session of Congress because we only missed by one or maybe two votes last time. And if you look at the states, there are so many more reciprocity agreements now than there were 15, 10, 5, even 2 or 3 years ago, that this, it's only a matter of time until we get this. So it's just a matter of crafting it right. And I think it is the states are going to have to honor any other license, but the states, each state will set its own requirements for what it takes to get that license.
The language there that I think is unfortunately going to have to be absolutely correct is that the feds are going to have to force them to recognize it, aren't they? And in April of 2013, when they were voting on it, the Senate came within 3 votes of passing reciprocity. And that's when they had to have 60 votes.
Yeah.
That was prior to them taking control of the Senate.
And now this plays into our heart real well this time because there's more Democrat seats up for election in 2 years than there are Republicans by far. It's an exact swap of what we faced this past November. So if they may not get to it this year, but next year heading into the election, I think the Republicans will force a vote on this. And there's a bunch of Democrats who, whether they like it or don't like it, are going to have to vote for it because they know their constituents support it. Even in states like California, constituents support firearm rights overall. I mean, look at a map. The vast majority of that county are Republicans. But on the county-by-county map, it's just your big cities aren't. But we've got the numbers on our side, and we've proven now it's not a problem. All the concerns of, oh, well, this state requires this state requires that, it doesn't matter. The same's true of driver's licenses. It's not a problem there. It's not a problem with guns. It's just an anti-gun rhetoric. And I think this session, this coming session, is the one we're going to get over the top on that. What will be really interesting to see is states like New York and California, where they issue licenses now, but But they don't put restrictions on the license holder like many of our other states do, because it's only their protected special friends in the protected class who get the licenses. What do? Do they restrict all of their friends and the power people with the same restrictions that they would put on us? Or do they all of a sudden really become the model for other states that we want to copy their concealed handgun license? So I think that'll be an interesting thing to watch play out.
Well, I mean, there for a while with the Peruta case in California, there was a lot of people thinking California was about to become a constitutional carry state just not to have to deal with this. And I think that's still playing itself out. I'm not real sure. I know there's been some things that have happened in Bonk that went bad for Mr. Peruta, but I'm waiting to see how this goes. The first thing I think that I would like to see, and I talked about this in the opening of the show, would be just simple recognition. That would be the nicest thing to do. But at the same time, it's like Jim and I were talking earlier today. You know, we had to go down and enforce civil rights in the 60s when we were trying to desegregate the South. And we had to go down there, and we had to go down there militarily and enforce that. And, you know, we're talking civil rights. You look at being armed as a civil right, don't you? You look at self-defense as a civil right.
It absolutely is a fundamental civil right. And it's something, and that's why it's frustrating that there's anyone opposed to it. It is as wrong to be as opposed to civil rights as it was to be opposed to civil rights in the 60s in the South. I realize there's a bunch of people who held different positions back then, even today. But it doesn't change what's right and wrong. When you step back and look at it, telling a 25-year-old single mother she doesn't have the right to defend her life or that of her children is wrong, any way you slice it. And we've got to allow it. And especially in our inner cities and urban areas where there is more crime and they face problems that out in the suburbs we just don't face. I think we've got to stand up for those people and get their civil rights restored and protected. And if it takes, you know, getting involved by force to do it, like we had to do with the civil rights stuff, you know what? We've got a template. We've got a history of doing it. It's time this nation get this right.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to throw some not unexpected curveballs at Mr. Irvine, but we're going to have extend the conversation a little bit. Buckeye Firearms and Faster. You'll be hearing how to look into them as well. This is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Second call defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility and modularity and a whole lot of other things that end in ITY. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms, and the Faster program. Before we get into Faster, I want to expand on something you said, Jim. When I think about national recognition of concealed carry permits, to me it's almost like we should be drafting Shanine Allen as the spokesperson for that one, huh?
We've got to understand what this is about, and it's not really about guns. It's about freedom, and it's about civil rights.
Well, I mean, Shanine, Pennsylvanian, right? Pennsylvania, single mother. All right, now the liberals, and I'm not saying this about Shanine Allen, but let's talk about a single individual female in the inner city who is not on drugs, right? Because we know how these kids end up in the gangs, that both of their family, you know, both their parents are not present in a lot of cases. But say we do have a single mother out there who's been told, you don't need the dad, you don't need to work, and oh, by the way, we don't guarantee to protect you, but we're not going to let you protect yourself. How do we reach out to these people and get them to understand the absolute just being left out there alone that they is their life now? How do we reach them?
I, you know, I think it's each up to each one of us to do that. And I think something, right, since Trump got elected and a lot of us have guns and ammo stockpiled and all of this, and Armageddon didn't come and we're going to still be able to buy our ammo and stuff, each one of us has got to reach out to somebody who doesn't shoot, somebody who doesn't like guns, and try and bridge that gap. Help them get over that fear of guns. Help them understand the issue. Take them shooting. Put a 22 in their hand. I love taking someone out who's afraid of guns, and you put a 22 in their hand, and they shoot it, and it's underwhelming. They think it's going to be this huge explosion, this great big, awful, horrible thing, and it goes, punk. And you see them relax, and the smile comes over their face, and they're like, I can do this. And then they do it again and again. And all of a sudden, that fear turns into confidence and excitement and passion and empowerment, especially with women. We have got to do that. We've got to reach out to people on the other side, every one of us. If two-thirds of the country, if a third of the country is gun owners, and we reach out to two people and help bring them in, we'll all be gun owners. We'll all be on the same side. So it's something we need to do individually. But also, I think collectively, I know the Second Amendment Foundation is working on an urban outreach to try and reach out to people who are traditionally not supporters of the Second Amendment and help explain the truth in education. Because if they understand the truth, concealed carry is far more beneficial to people in the inner city than it is to the people out in the country. Everyone, and it's exactly opposite of how their representatives vote very often, but it's something that I'm going to do starting next January, is reach out to the Democratic caucus in Ohio and make that offer. Hey, we want to work with you. We want to educate you. We want to help you understand this and work with them to get this message out to their constituents, because it should not be a Republican or Democrat, a liberal, a conservative, a black, a white, a Hispanic thing. Everybody wants safety. Everybody wants less crime. So let's reach out and show the other side how our way will work and work for them better than what they've been doing.
I agree with everything you just said. The only problem I have is that they're not going to agree with everything you just said. So at that point, since we're talking about a civil right, since we're talking about, we're talking about basically taking away a whole lot of things that happen all the time, every year. We know what happens in an armed society. We know what has happened to crime in the last 20 years since the advent of concealed carry and everything. For some of these people, it defies logic, the positions they take. So what do we do about them?
I think a lot of them, it starts with fear. And if we can help them overcome the fear, then at least we can have a rational discussion. You've got to get rid of the fear first. And I admit, I had last week, a Democrat came up to me in the same house and said, I'm going to vote against your bill. I said, and I asked him why, and he said, look, I'm just afraid of guns. And out of that comment, I said, all right, let's talk about this. And at the end of a couple minutes, he was excited that we're going to get together in January, and I'm going to help him overcome this fear. And that when the weather warms up, we're going to go to a shooting range, and we're going to go shooting. I took him from being afraid of guns to being excited about trying them and getting over this fear in a couple of minutes. And I think a lot of people will do that, certainly not all of them, but we need to reach out. If somebody doesn't want to do it, fine, you can't reach them. But work with the ones who have a desire to work with you and learn. At the end of the day, it's an educational issue. This is something that almost everybody could do and do responsibly. So help them get there and help them understand how it will work for them and how they can use it to keep them safer.
Are you familiar with that Gallup poll where it found that more people, after they are victims of a crime, become armed? Have you seen that one?
I haven't seen that one, but it certainly doesn't surprise me. I've seen that many times. It's actually cliche. You know, the difference between somebody's anti-gun and pro-gun is 1 month.
When that goes up against the narrative, I think that's a good example to point out. The problem is that most of these people that take these positions, they've got all of these ingrained talking points that they just copy and paste into their head. 40% are bought without a background check. 90% want background checks. If you have a gun in the house, 47% of the time you have a better chance of being shot with that gun. You know, all of those same things have been debunked over and over and over and over again.
Right.
And still, they trot those out. And instead of going anywhere productive, we have to debunk those yet again and explain why that's not actually true yet again. And then by the time we get to that point, when you're about to score those points where you might be able to actually move them, move their chains on the field, so to speak, we're out of time. You know, it's done. It's over. And, you know, that's the part that absolutely just irritates me. We're coming up on the last break in the hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about the FASTER program. The FASTER program is the most exciting program to me in the United States because I look at a school as one big, soft marshmallow target, and the FASTER program denies the shooters those targets. And the one time there's been a FASTER guy that could have pulled his gun and shot somebody, he didn't do it. He didn't shoot him. He just caught him. And Jim Irvine is the mastermind of this. We're going to get into that in the next segment. One more time, how else can they find you, sir?
BuckeyeFirearms.org and FASTERSaveLives.org.
If you're not a member of Buckeye Firearms in Ohio?
In Ohio.
My only question is, huh? The land, the land of Kasich, the write-in vote.
That's right.
Yeah.
And those Buckeyes are playing some pretty good football these days, too.
Yes, they are. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCMteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCMteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com, quality is the difference.
Just go check them out. You'll love what you see. Joining me again is Jim Irvine of Buckeye Firearms and the FASTER program. Jim, I'm supposed to say hello to you from Dr. John Adine of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And he met with Senator Donna Campbell out of Texas, who she is wanting to get info on the FASTER program.
Well, Dr. Dean's a great guy, and the doctors, that's just a great group. I really admire the daylights out of them, and they're working within their circle to make their circle better and combat some of the nonsense coming out of the American Medical Association and getting good results and forcing them. Doctors are smart people, so if they present the facts, they're making progress there. So, good stuff that they get done. The FASTERS program is the neatest thing I've ever been involved with, except for raising my kids. It is absolutely exciting, and people are like, how are you so passionate about this? Because I'm involved with it, and I've met the people who are willing to die. Not for their kids, but for my kids. That is some kind of special, and we got to help them out. This isn't for everybody, but for those who want to step up and get the training, like I tell the school boards, look, most of your staff don't want to do this, but there's somebody in every building who's going to the scene on event day. Since they're going there anyway, how about we get them the tools, the skills, the mindset to win the confrontation and end the violence quickly when they get there? Isn't that what we want? Well, yeah. It's not even controversial once we understand it. We have seen it again and again and again. People who are opposed to it, whether it's law enforcement or school superintendents or school board members, once they see it and understand it, they go, now I get it. Yeah, this is something we can support. This is something we want to do. This is something we need to be involved with. And they go out and start spreading it to other districts, and we've got trainers, multiple other states that want to get this into Ohio and I was working on some of this stuff today. This is the future. It took me 4 years to get to this point, but I am comfortable in saying right now, this is the best program in the country. Because John Benner designed it. He understands the issue better than anybody else does. He's got more experience directly on topic than anybody that I know of in the country. And we're very fortunate that he lived in Ohio and we're in Ohio, so we met each other. And we were able to form this bond and do this class. And this is the template to roll out for the country. So everybody out there, no matter what state you're in, this is coming. It's just a matter of when. But every school that has a fire extinguisher in it today is going to have armed staff to protect our kids in the future, because we're getting sick and tired of our kids dying from violence just like we did with fires. We are demanding that the schools make changes, and they're changing. It is monumentally different today than it was just a few years ago with the Sandy Hook massacre. So it's, and actually, I believe that was 4 years ago today. I think it's the anniversary of that horrible event. But since then, that woke up a lot of people like none of the other hundreds of active killers did, and they're willing to consider something else. If you can show them a better way, and we have, whether it's on the law enforcement or the education side, and it's the bonds and the neat stuff that have come out of that is just absolutely incredible in what it's done. And it's continuing to grow and expand and beyond Ohio into other states. And this is the future for our children, because we're not going to leave them unprotected anymore. They mean too much to us, and it's simply not acceptable to put a sign on the door and say, well, we tried. No, you did. You've got to do better than that.
The in these schools, after they go through the program, do they adopt signage around the school letting everybody know that we are armed here? Is that part of the deterrent?
Some do and some don't. Ohio law requires them to post that no gun sign up there. So some schools, a lot of schools still leave that sign up. Some schools put a different sign underneath it and say, our students are protected by armed staff members. There's a school out in Oklahoma, I think it's Oklahoma, put up a billboard in front saying our students are protected. They didn't want people to miss it. Hey, if you want to do one of these crimes, you better choose another school because our kids are protected. And so it's evolving, but schools are finally realizing, you know, they need to change how they do it. Our educators, unfortunately, are the last ones to learn and adopt these procedures. Our police have changed a bunch of times. Our medical community has turned on its head on how they deal with violence. And finally, our educators are saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, our model has failed. We need a new one. And they're looking for it. We're giving them the answers.
The besides FASTER, are there any other programs in the United States? Like, I know in Arkansas, they've adopted some armed teachers in some schools in Arkansas. I know in Wilbarger County, Texas, they have that one school district is armed and has been armed since 2007. Besides FASTER, are there any other programs in the United States that actually have a standard and a curriculum and a syllabus and figured out which is the best holster and the best gun to have the uniform platform and all this other stuff? How many are out there? Well, aren't there anymore?
There are several other programs in law enforcement. There's several law enforcement agencies that are doing training for schools and making a lot of progress. Some states have been doing this for over 10 years with very few problems. So it's not even a new idea. But I think what we're doing, a couple things we're doing different. Number one, we're paying the bills so that the schools don't have to. That helps facilitate a lot. We're running up against financial issues looking for other funding because our demand exceeds our ability to meet it right now. The other thing we include is trauma care. And the trauma care is so important because there's going to be casualties. There's going to be injuries. But they don't have to be deadly a lot of times if we just treat them. Poor little Devin Hall down in South Carolina a month or two ago at that South Carolina school, he died from a gunshot wound to the leg. He doesn't have to die from that. All he needed to do was stop the bleeding, and he'd have a cool story to tell his friends for the rest of his life. But because that school and their staff had never taken a class on this and didn't know what to do, that poor little six-year-old kid died. That's not acceptable. We've got to demand our schools get trauma kits in them and get people prepared. And that's a part of our training, because there's ways before, during, and after an after-killing event that we can save lives. This is not a cafeteria-style plan where we choose, I like this, but not that one. No, we got to do everything we can to save our kids' lives. And so it's an all-encompassing approach to doing it and making our schools safer and showing them how this works, not in some overbearing prison guard-type system, but it works seamlessly with everything they're doing right now and actually amplifies and improves other stuff they're doing so that they are less likely to have to deal with this. But it's that tiered multi-level approach. That's how we deal with fires. That's how I deal with everything in aviation. It's safety is through layers, redundant, overlapping layers of protection. And now all we're doing is applying a proven model towards violence. It's pretty simple, and it's not even controversial once people understand it.
Yeah. We're going to have to coordinate after the holidays and start having you on a little more regularly. Try to find some funding and stuff, you know?
I would love to do that. You do a great show, and I'm always proud and honored to be part of it.
Well, thank you. One more time, tell everybody how they can find you.
BuckeyeFirearms.org for all the gun stuff, and for school stuff, FasterSavesLives.org.
I'll be putting up notes in the show notes on this podcast hour. We'll be right back. Third hour is going to roll in this. Well, yeah. And Merry Christmas to you, Jim, if I don't talk to you again. This is
Lock and Load. Merry Christmas to you and yours and all your listeners or whatever they're doing.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.